No, I'm going to read some poems next that belong to Japan, more or less. Yase, September. Yase is a little village north of the old capital of Kyoto at the foot of the mountain, where I lived for about a year and a half once. Old Mrs. Kawabata cuts down the tall spike weeds more in 2 hours than I can get them in a day. Out of a mountain of grass and thistle, she saved 5 dusty stalks of ragged wild blue flower and put them in my kitchen in a jar. This next poem is called, or a little group of poems, is called The Public Bath. Maybe some of you saw this in Evergreen Review a couple of years ago. In any Japanese city, if you walk 10 minutes in any direction, you're bound to stumble on a public bath. A very convenient institution. You can get in and stay in as long as you like, for about 5 cents. Now, up until about 1868 or so, maybe later, about 1880, I guess, the sexes were not segregated in Japanese public baths, and it was only to please what they thought were the more civilized mores of the Western world that they began erecting partitions down the middle of the public bath so that the women were on one side and the men on the other. However, they never bothered to send children, particularly to any one given side. And also, as it happens, the area where you dress and undress is not particularly segregated. I went many hundreds of times to the public bath, and so I was able to distill these 6 or 7 little poems. They're very short. The first one is called The Bath Girl. Getting dressed in the mirror, the bath girl with a pretty mole and a red skirt is watching me. Am I different? Yeah.